And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. Our very special guest on today's show is Elka Scholes. She's written a fantastic book, very timely book, called Anxiety Warrior. Elka, welcome to Success Made to Last.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here, Rick.
It's nice to have you on. And your book is wonderful. I want you to, for starters, tell us about yourself and where you're from originally and your journey that's led up to writing this fantastic book, Anxiety Warrior.
Well, thank you. Where I'm at, I'm originally born in Europe. Of course, I've lived in Canada most of my life. I live just north of Toronto in Muskoka on 6 acres, which is really great for me. And I have my a separate building for my private practice. So I am a registered psychotherapist, and I see people in my clinic privately. So I work at that pretty much full time. And how I came about this is very honestly, when I was growing up, I was one of those kids that had flu symptoms. I felt nauseous a lot of the times. I actually had migraine headaches. And at the time, you know, we didn't talk about anxiety or stress that way. However, it always came in front of perhaps a test that was at school or even a project that was due. And then in my teens, I stuttered a lot. And sometimes I still do when I get really excited and I switch my letters and I have a mild dyslexia. Again, though, we didn't talk about those things. And so moving forward in my 20s and 30s, I felt like I was hiding this big secret that, you know, on the outside, I looked like a creative person. I was a facilitator, and I seemed very calm. However, inside I was suffering, and I really thought I was hiding something. And then I read a book actually for somebody else, and I realized that anxiety that I have anxiety, and that began a journey of discovering ways of managing it. And then, of course, I went back to school, which brought all kinds of anxiety with that. And I got my master's. And when I opened my clinic, what I noticed is that most of the people coming into my clinic were showing signs of anxiety and expressing anxiety. And I thought, wow. And I don't know how you are, but we find that here we're very short in services. We're always trying to bring better services to our public and usually falling short. So that's how the public speaking started. And I'm a handout queen, so I started creating handouts. And one day I just looked at this collection of handouts and I thought there's a book here. And so the whole idea was to bring manageable strategies to the public that were easy. And my book costs less than a pizza and most people could buy a pizza. So that was my way of trying to really get it out there and making these strategies accessible to everybody.
Well, that is great. Why did you name the book Anxiety Warrior?
Well, good question. And that kind of evolved. And so I study yoga, and we were fooling around and experimenting with a lot of different titles. And a lot of it was anti-anxiety or no anxiety. So a lot of negative, and I didn't want to have a negative anything negative on the title of the book. And I'm always careful of, I'm a wordsmith. I am a writer. This is one of 4 books that I've written. And I was doing yoga. And of course, all those yogis out there, the warrior pose is a very strong pose, very balanced. And that's when I had this idea, anxiety warrior. And the idea of the warrior is more an archetype and a hero type. Not talking about fighting or killing or anything like that or hurting, more about managing. So that's how that came about.
I like it. And Elka, over the last 2 years, Carla, my wife and I got into Core Power Yoga, and our two daughters became certified teachers.
Oh, nice.
And the word warrior to me is so powerful. And when I was contacted by your PR firm about it, the title fascinated me. So I, you know, what you've done is you've accomplished something already, because most people looking at a title of a book or seeing it in a bookstore, they give it about 3 seconds, if that.
Yeah.
And so I think it's brilliant. When people start to read your book, what do you want them to take away from your narrative?
Well, two main things, and I mentioned it right away, is awareness and practice. So awareness in your body, because each body is different. And this is a smorgasbord of strategies, and there are strategies to try out and practice, and life is practice. And so even in my talks, what I hope is that people gain understanding. I really believe that if we understand something, that we're not so afraid of it. And that, you know, if I can explain what anxiety is, and if we can befriend it, and if it can be an opportunity for you, then already that's a huge step in moving forward, because anxiety is a gift. And that may sound strange for such an unpleasant feeling. However, if that's what I would hope that people take away, that they can gain this awareness and then go, oh, this is what I need to do. That's my hope.
Yeah, well said. I was taught within one company that paranoia is a gift. I've never heard that anxiety is a gift. I always thought that anxiety was an offshoot of being paranoid and being worried. And so I love the new twist on that, because what you're doing is shaking up the paradigm.
Yeah. And the thing is, we need anxiety. So anxiety, it's a little different than fear. We also need fear as humans to survive. I mean, if a bear is chasing you down the road, which is possible where I live. Fear is important. So anxiety, though, what anxiety is telling us, it's tapping us on the shoulder and saying, you know, the next time you walk down that road, be alert. So it's not so much that we have to let anxiety debilitate us. It's just saying, be aware, be cautious. And once we do that, it really lowers that kind of nervousness. And that can come from anything. That can come from health. It can come from financial. It can come from all different areas. And it's really just saying, you know, look, you've got this anxious feeling for a reason. And if we can look at what that is and be a detective and try and figure out that reason, then we can manage it. And actually, it is manageable.
And, you know, from hearing you, I believe that anxiety is a very personal thing. And so, but in general, when our readers will buy your book and read it, what do you think are some of the surprises that they will find for themselves on a very personal basis? Maybe just give us one or two surprises. I don't want you to give away the entire book, but
we don't have that much time, but thank you.
But give us one surprise that you think is going to kind of smack people in the face.
Well, sure. There's one very simple one, and it's water. So when our body is dehydrated, it actually sends signals to the brain that are very much like anxiety. And and again, this discovery came from a lot of my clients. They wake up. So if you're waking up with anxiety, a lot of that is really dehydration. So drinking a quarter cup of water will either take it away or really lower those distress signals. And people have found that just incredible just by doing a little. And it's not that you have to drink a lot of water. And we just also need to be mindful that things like alcohol, sugar, cigarettes, some carbohydrates, again, you've just got to be aware of your own body, that when We're that dehydrated, we will get anxious type feelings. So try that first. And the other one I'd like to mention is make sure you get enough sleep. And that one, I know these sound very simple. However, a great sleep is going to do you more than so many things. And we do need lots of sleep. We need that time to rejuvenate. And it's incredible. Those are the first two things that I help my clients with, believe it or not.
Yeah, it makes sense. You'd be laughing at us right now if you were in the studio, because everyone in the studio just picked up a cup of water or a glass. Everybody's drinking right now. What did Elka just say?
Well, drink. I have water right beside me. I have water beside my bedside table. It's I call it an anxiety warrior station. Yeah, some of these things can be so simple, and they are surprising because they can take down the anxiety so quickly, and it's an easy thing we can do.
Did you just say you have an anxiety station?
Yes.
That's cool, Elka. What's on that station other than water and right now a microphone for you to be on the show?
Well, what I have is I have essential oils that are calming. So I use really good oils, like frankincense is one of the most loveliest oils that if I have a really, I still wake up with some really unpleasant anxiety. And so I first drink my water and I'll use my oils, and frankincense is a really good one. And then I also have Rescue Remedy, and I have my daily practice, which is my gratitude journal and note paper. So if I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm bombarded with thoughts that just won't leave my head, I will write them down, and they quickly, my brain calms down, and it is another strategy. So I just have that all available with me. And yeah, so if that's what I need to do. And in my journal, I do have my own set of strategies that if I get to a place that it's hard to think, and then I can go and look there. And that's what that book is too. It helps you create that for yourself.
I like that. Have you ever journaled throughout the course of the day instead of just starting first thing in the morning? So, for example, I think it's called interstitial journaling. After the conclusion of this show with you, I would write how grateful I was to get to interview you and what I learned about anxiety. And so it's a recognition throughout the course of the day. And so I'm kind of continuing that atomic habit as the day goes through or goes by.
Absolutely. I journal in the morning. I do my gratitude journal and my inspirational journal and meditation. And if something is nagging me, I have a different journal for that. And I call it my working journal, and I will write through and process whatever that feeling is, because again, I recognize them as gifts. There's a reason that's happening. And then you're right too, during the day, I sometimes journal, whether it's something niggling me or at the end of the evening, that's where I'm going to put our interview for sure, because I practice gratitude in the evening as well before I go to bed. And that does really help me sleep with a smile on my face.
Oh, that is great. Okay, I've got a couple more questions for you. And these are, I think they're on topic relative to Anxiety Warrior. Our world has changed. Mothers are now having to wear the hat of elementary school teachers, and people are all working at home. I think 2020 could be called the year of anxiety.
And it could be, yep.
And I want you to give some advice and encouragement to parents that are trying to get through this time when they are reluctantly saying, I guess I got to teach the kids today because the systems are failing, especially in the United States, where teachers can't get to all the students and you can't do Zoom calls effectively. And then the kids are anxious. So
yep, we have that too. And I do see children as well at this time, and for exactly the same reason. So we're with you on that. And actually, I was just talking to a neighbor prior to this. I'm in an area where we have very slow internet. So it is a big issue. So for parents, one of the things that maybe we can shift our thinking is think of this time as an opportunity, and what we need to do is dig a bit deeper. We all have this creativity. We need to dig deeper in how can we support ourselves and our families physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And one of those ways is, you know, looking at this as an opportunity. And I realize that will maybe make your brain hurt because it does stretch us. It stretched all of us, even us facilitators. And, you know, one of the biggest things we can do with our children is teaching them gratitude. And I can only hope that, you know, you can teach them outdoors and do something outdoors with nature. And when we do that, it does change our bodies. It changes our minds. It gives us some of those feel-good endorphins and things we can do in, we have to be, again, like I said, creative in our curriculum. So, you know, how can you teach a child or your children, maybe teach them different types of trees? Or another really fun thing to do is wild edibles. So things that you can eat outside and there's fun. You can look up things. You can, I don't know if you still have access to libraries, but we do. And looking up different things that kids can eat outside. And they just love that because, I don't know, kids are always wanting to eat something. And when it's interesting. So, you know, our education has changed for sure. Though, again, how can we look at this in a creative way? How can we make it even better? And one of these opportunities, and you've got to know something, is that for us, the kids have been really happy to be with their parents, as a lot of parents have been, you know, both working and now they're with their children more. And the kids actually really like it. So is there a way of, you know, us as adults feeling good about this, which, of course, the kids will pick up on?
Mm, wonderful advice. Your calming voice and your wisdom just by itself are two ways of getting at this reduction of anxiety. But I also love the fact that you've recognized anxiety as a gift. So there's this yoga warrior coming out of mindfulness and self-consciousness.
Yes.
And I think that's
absolutely
probably at the core of your strength of your book. So tell our listening audience where they can purchase your book and maybe even get a personally signed book by you.
Oh, well, that'd be a thrill. So they could personally, if they wanted to, email me or even check out my website. So they can do that by WWW and my name. Actually, probably the easiest would be, I have a website that is called anxietywarrior.ca. That's probably easier than me spelling out my name. So anxietywarrior.ca. They can actually get a hold of me through that. You can email me personally. Happy to send a book. And I don't mean to talk myself out of stuff, but you can get them from any booksellers, Amazon. It is available as an audio as well. So if you prefer to listen to it, there's a woman, she's got a lovely voice. And she's done a great job. And then it's also translated in German.
Oh, fantastic. Elke, we loved having you on. Thank you so much. And we wish you well. And would you just close with a final word of encouragement to all of us trying to get through, let's call it the next 5 to 6 weeks of 2020, moving forward and trying to just climb out of this pandemic?
Absolutely. I do want to say thank you, and it's a great honor to be here. I would say try and be present. And that may sound simple. However, what it means is by looking at what's in front of you, knowing that we are healthy, the more that we focus on our health is really one of the best things we can do. And by being present, what that does for us is, you know, you talked about parents and children, is looking at your children, looking at your partner, your friends, even ourselves that we're alive and breathing, is as much presence, to be as present as possible. And, you know, the birds are still laying eggs and there's lots of wildlife around, and to really take care of that and enjoy it.
Thank you so much. We treasure the words that you shared with us today, and I really truly believe that Anxiety Warrior will help people to become their best version, and that's what we're all about. So this intersection has just been a great blessing. Thank you, Elka Scholes, for being on today's show.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. That was author Elka Scholes. Her website that you can go to is anxietywarrior.ca. Her author website is elkascholes.com, ElkesScholz.com. And what a fantastic guest. I'm a little less anxious as a result of having her on. So her impact is reaching me personally. Hey, thank you for listening to this show. This program is brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and we appreciate their ongoing support of us. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. May you embrace your anxiety, look at it as a gift, and have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives, built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.